Negotiators for the Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers Union are said to be very near an agreement on a new contract for hourly workers. Neither side has been willing to publicly discuss specific proposals, but there are reports that the new contract may include significant new job guarantees for workers at Ford. Some sources close to the talks have also suggested that a settlement could come well before this Saturday's midnight deadline. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
Ford is the lead company in this year's bargaining between the United Auto Workers Union and the big three domestic car makers. The union hopes to use the contract it gets at Ford as a pattern for similar contracts with General Motors and Chrysler. At Ford, talks have taken place in an atmosphere of unprecedented cordiality. With the deadline just 2 days away, there's been no threat of a strike, and unlike years past, no hastily called press conferences for either side to denounce the other side's bargaining proposals. Harley Shaken is a labor specialist from the University of California at Berkeley.
Well, to paraphrase the Oldsmobile commercial, it's not your father's set of contract talks. But they're very tough talks. I think that the calm manner and the muted rhetoric that's been portrayed in a way understates how contentious and tough these issues are.
The big issues this year deal with job security and outsourcing. That's the practice of farming out the manufacture of certain parts to lower-cost, non-union suppliers. The UAW sees outsourcing as a serious threat, which over the years has already led to huge job cuts at all three car makers. There are reports that Ford has this year told the UAW that it will not eliminate any jobs over the life of a new contract. Ford's hourly workforce totals just over 100,000. That proposal has prompted analysts like Dave Cole of the University of Michigan to suggest that Ford, as this year's pattern-setting company, sees an opportunity to write a UAW contract that the competition, especially GM, will have a hard time accepting.
Considering what people are in business to do, and that is to make a profit, they always try to find some way to gain competitive advantage, and they would be foolish not to do that if they felt they could.
As smoothly as things appear to be going in contract talks between the UAW and Ford, things will be considerably more difficult when the union focuses its attention on getting a similar deal from General Motors. At GM, management has been insistent that it needs to eliminate tens of thousands of parts plants jobs and at the same time do even more outsourcing. Again, Dave Cole.
They are going to be very reluctant to accept anything that would in my view, where they would say that it would penalize their ability to be competitive over the long term.
Ultimately, it's a balancing act for the UAW. It has to weigh its desire to halt future layoffs at General Motors against GM's need to trim costs enough to remain competitive. After all, the UAW needs GM to be healthy. One thing GM has reportedly put on the table in talks so far is an unprecedented proposal of lifetime job security for all current UAW-represented employees. But when they do retire, they would either not be replaced at all, or they'd be replaced by new GM workers who would be paid a significantly lower wage. On the surface, such a proposal sounds tempting to some workers, no more fear of layoff. But union leaders like Dan Klein at GM's sprawling Buick City complex in Flint, Michigan, are skeptical of the idea.
My average workforce is 65% of them are eligible to retire in the next 3 years. No, they're all concerned, and I think a lot of them are concerned like I am. You know, when you retire, who's going to pay your retirement if you haven't got a workforce out there to help pay that retirement?
At this point, negotiations between the union and the automakers continue. A settlement with Ford is expected within the next 2 days. At that point, the UAW will decide where to focus its primary attention next, GM or Chrysler. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.